Today on the River Country Ag Show, we have on the line with us Darcy Fitzgerald, the Executive Director for Alberta Pork. Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, you're welcome. Great to be here.
Yes, I love speaking with you. And you actually have a lot of information that up here in northern Alberta, we don't really have a lot of pig farms, but it kind of persists to the entire province, problems and the markets and everything, as well as the price of pork. Now, many are noticing up here, especially even when I'm in the grocery store, the ladies are like, oh, don't buy bacon right now, it's going up. Do you know why this is happening?
I think it's a case of labor issues, really, to be honest, and the ability to process meat inside the processing facilities. You know, as we have less and less people working inside there, you know, with all the COVID restrictions and all the restrictions have been put into place and the number of people working on a line, we've just limited down how many people are there for their own protection. And that's caused less people to be able to further process products. And we've just seen that complicated with not enough labor to fill vacancies. I just think we're seeing less and less product being further processed. And then so what it's doing is it's tightening up the supply and causing problems. So actually pork bellies have gone up substantially in price. And then that translates back to then the further processing, you know, to make it into bacon, and we continue on, and the problem hits then the shelves and in the retail case.
Mm-hmm. And is this problem only in Alberta, or is it Canada-wide?
Yeah, you know, in some locations it's becoming even worse, like in the UK, unfortunately having to cull some herds simply because they can't even take the pigs into the processing facilities. There's not enough workers. Once they actually process pork, there's not enough drivers to actually deliver pork into retail. And they even had a situation where the gas prices were so high for making fertilizer, the spin-off product of the fertilizer was CO2, which was used in refrigerant, which went back into grocery stores, into the refrigeration units where you had all the meat displayed, and they couldn't run enough refrigeration units. So, I mean, you know, worldwide we've got all these problems that are going on that are hitting the food industry, and it relates back to consumers as well. And then, you know, there's also, when you think of any business, and I think any of your listeners could attest to that, you know, they're just seeing shortage of supplies of everything, you know, no matter what you do. I mean, we've been hearing this over and over again too right now of people telling us that we should get our Christmas shopping done right away because there may not be around too much because we just can't get supplies in it. And that comes back to maintenance and other things that go back into these facilities as well too. So it slows down line speeds and the ability to keep doing things.
Yeah, so it's not just pork that's being taken and hit right now for consumers. And
exactly,
how are
yeah.
producers doing right now with this shortage of feed that's been happening? I know that over the entire harvest, it hasn't been looking too good for Alberta specifically. So is that affecting the pork industry?
Yeah, you know, since August of 2020, our feed costs have gone up by about 65%. And some of that was due to drought, first of all, to flooding in China that happened in the summer of 2020. They lost about 1 million acres worth of cropland because of floods, and then that created, I almost call it a vacuum pulling the stuff away from us, to fill their feed needs. And so we saw prices elevate, and then into the spring we saw it start to go up even more as we saw a drought coming on, and there were droughts in other areas of the globe. And then, you know, obviously in our own province this summer we saw the loss of a lot of crop, and that just elevated the price even more. So we're sitting at about 65% higher than we were a year ago. And that's affecting our producers now with, you know, high feed costs. And we're at a time now when, you know, the seasonal summer highs for pricing is starting to drop off. And so as they head into the winter months, they'll be receiving even less money when they sell their pig, but they'll have higher costs for feed. So I would assume quite a few of our producers will be selling pigs at a loss into the future.
Mm-hmm. And are they just, with producers like that, are they just looking to survive and stay afloat after a disastrous year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's happened to us quite a bit in the last, like where they've not made a lot of money. And then, you know, to see what would have normally been a good year for them, really because of the way the marketplace has worked and the shortages of pork supplies around the world, You know, we'd have hoped for higher prices, you know, and then that would have helped us out. And then now here we are faced with higher feed costs on top of, you know, it just kind of takes away any profit a person could have made in the wintertime. You know, we have asked for assistance under the Agri recovery programs, but we're not sure where that'll go into the future. Similar to what the beef industry and others have seen as well.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are in the Agri recovery program for pork?
No, pork was excluded from that. So unfortunately, we're just asking if we can be put in like the rest of the livestock industry.
Well, that's really interesting, actually, that you say that. There is a lot of threats to the pork industry saying feed prices are going up and all this stuff is happening across the world where they can't throw it on the shelves and it's not getting processed and stuff like that. And now there's a wild boar problem here in Alberta, specifically in Elk Island National Park, just northeast of Edmonton,
mm-hmm.
really close to where you are. Is this a really big threat to the province's pork industry?
Yeah, it's a twofold factor, really, Erica. There's the one side for us is the hog industry. You know, if ASF, African swine fever, was to come to North America, and if it's found in a wild boar, it's substantially more harmful to the industry because it's in the wild now, and it's harder to control. If it turned out to be inside a barn, where it's contained and in a facility, it's much easier to manage, and it's much easier to actually get, you know, recognition when you've contained it and eradicated the problem and cleaned up the disease issue with your trading partners. But if it's in the wild population like Germany is facing right now, it becomes so much harder to get back into the global market. The other side of it too is that, you know, wild boars are an invasive, they're not a native species to Canada or North America, and they're very invasive. And so we are trying to work with the Alberta Invasive Species Society to try to eradicate wild boar in our province as well too, and with our colleagues across Canada as well too, to make sure that happens. Now, luckily we don't have a huge number out in the wild, but we do have, working with the Alberta government, we do have a team of experts who are constantly on the lookout for them and to try to and be very open and frank about it to eradicate them because they are that bad for us.
Mm-hmm. And there's not a huge population of them in Alberta, is there?
No, but if we left unchecked, they do become a bigger problem all the time. And you know, lots of people like to hunt them, but hunting itself is even worse for us because it just makes the wild boar smarter about humans and staying away from things. And it splits up we call them a sounder. It's a group of pigs. And it splits them up once somebody tries to hunt them, and they become more sounders develop. They break up and produce more. And so if we can try to capture them all at once, wherever we find a sounder and eliminate them, then we eliminate most of our problem. And so that's the goal that we have, is to continue on. And hopefully we can stop the things that might be happening like in Elk Island Park. Because in the U.S. where the problem is out of control, you can walk into national parks there where they've been decimated by these animals. So we definitely don't want that to happen. And, you know, the more that we can eliminate them, the better. And if people do actually spot a wild boar or see signs of a wild boar, if they can call the Alberta Agriculture on their helpline, that definitely helps us out as well too.
Well, those are my questions, Darcy. Did you have anything else that you'd like to add?
Yeah, no, you've covered it from soup to soup to sandwiches. You've had it all. That's a good load of questions there.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the River Country Ag Show, Darcy. It was great having you on again.
No, thank you. Always. Thank you, Eric.